Joining us on the line this afternoon, it is Tienis Jansa van Rensburg as we engage in a lovely discussion. It's our Tech Talk Tuesday. Yes, Mr. Bandwidth, blog.co.za is here with some news around Apple. Yes, so Apple aficionados. Stand closer. Hello, Tienis, hoe gaan het?
Yeah, good and you?
Lekker, my man, lekker. So what's the story? So there's some brand new news from the Apple horizon.
Yes, so we know that usually September is the month that the new Apple devices come out, so it's right around the corner, and we've got some interesting and exciting news. First, starting with the Apple Watch. So we know that the Apple Watch has been kind of the same device, you know, other than internals getting better.
Yeah.
It's looked the same for many years now, and then last year we got the Watch Ultra for the first time, which was just a bigger, beefier, more capable model. And it sounds like this year's models aren't going to be too different, but we've got great news regarding the Apple Watch 10, or it's probably going to be called the Apple Watch X,
okay,
which is coming next year.
Righto. So what's the key differences and the big buzz around it?
So for the first time, they're going to significantly change the design of the Apple Watch. So we don't know 100% what that means. We know it's going to be it's going to be more sleek, it's going to be slimmer, it's going to be more chamfered, probably the edges. We don't know if the size is going to change, but it might mean that Apple could think about changing it from a rectangular shape to a round watch, which I think it's something that a lot of people are really looking out for.
Absolutely, because we know they came out, it's always been the iconic rectangular type of watch. And to be quite honest, if you take a look at it, you know, smartwatches have become such a big thing, and I think people look forward to more to the watch than the actual phones that's being launched nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be interesting. I think the Watch OS software also just lends itself to a circular design. It's actually quite strange that they've, you know, held out for so long. This year is going to be the Watch 9 already, so there's 9 years of watches, and it's pretty much the same design. So definitely looking out for a change in there from Apple, which will be interesting. Other than that, we do know that the iPhone is also coming out next month as usual, and we've got some exciting news regarding the iPhone 15. It seems like they are finally dropping the Lightning port, and you will be able to charge your iPhone with USB-C.
Right. Well, you know, it's such a small change, but I think a much needed change as well.
Definitely needed, and the reason why they're doing it is because they're kind of being forced to. So the EU has passed some legislation saying that all of these electronic devices, it doesn't matter if it's a phone, tablets, even laptops, all of them have to have USB-C charging. So they're trying to cut down on e-waste, on, you know, these myriads of cables lying around your house. You've got one master cable that can charge everything. That's kind of what they're looking at. So Apple is being forced into this, which is good for the consumer because it means we've got USB-C on an iPhone, hopefully from this year. And it also means that it'll have fast charging for the first time ever. The iPhone will be able to charge at 35 watts, which isn't as fast as most other phones, but it's still way faster than we currently have.
Exactly, because they're notoriously slow in terms of their getting a full charge. Other than the charging port, anything else significant about the phone itself?
There will be a slight redesign again. They always kind of refine that design of the phone year on year. It seems like the bezels are going to be even smaller than they are currently, so it'll even look more, you know, upscale and smart. The dynamic island on the Pro models might also be slightly smaller and more sleek. And then the notch on the other devices, we think it's going to be smaller and more sleek as well. So just a general iterative change, but I think for the consumer, the most exciting being fast charging and USB-C.
Well, Tienis, thanks very much for the update. Really appreciate you joining us over the phone this afternoon, and hopefully we'll get you in studio next week.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much.
Cheers, my brother. That's Tienis Jansa van Rensburg, bandwidthblog.co.za, giving us a bit of an Apple update for your Tech Talk Tuesday right here on Smile FM.